Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Thursday, February 29th. Happy Leap Day 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Mitch retiring, Athens presser, Texas wildfires, and an underwhelming Wonka experience. That's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, Mitch McConnell will step down from being the head of the Republican Party in the Senate. He will wait to the end of November, though, until after the election. He's 82. He fell last March, and since then has had two, as the media calls it, medical episodes, where he just stops and looks off into space. He has a stroke. They call medical episodes. Yet he has stayed in power. He said, one of life's most underappreciated talents is to know when it's time to move on to life's next chapter. Yeah, Mitch, I think that ship sailed long ago. He's the longest serving Senate leader in history, 17 years. The mayor of Athens, Georgia, gave a press conference that did not go well. Of course, the 22-year-old nursing student who was murdered by that illegal immigrant, that was in University of Georgia, which is in Athens, Georgia. Well, the mayor, back in 2019, Democrat, said, we unflinchingly defend the human rights of all people, including citizens, non-citizens, and those without documentation. That was in 2019. He stuck with that yesterday. He said, I want to say that we center our work here on people's humanity, and part of everybody's humanity is the expectation of human dignity. And there was a protester at the press conference who's yelled out, oh, please stop it. This is an invasion. These wildfires in Texas and Oklahoma are so massive, we can see scorched earth from space. There are five active wildfires that have yet to be contained. The largest is called the Smokehouse Creek Fire in Hutchinson County. Second largest fire ever in Texas, 500,000 acres. It was growing yesterday at 150 football fields a minute, according to Texas A&M Forest Service. The largest wildfire in Texas history back in 2006, almost a million acres. A company in Glasgow used artificial intelligence to make a website for a Charlie and the Chocolate Factory event. Indulge in a chocolate fantasy like never before. Capture the enchantment. And it turned out to be a warehouse with a few lame props and some poorly hung drapery you could take some pictures in front of, and a half-inflated bounce castle, and a table with half-full cups of lemonade, and everyone got two jelly beans. It was so underwhelming, someone called the police. It was $44 a ticket. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith, the great Bill O'Reilly. He has your message of the day next.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has a over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com. Promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Thursday, the essential question President Biden refuses to answer is why he will not close the southern border in the face of so much death and suffering. Why won't he issue an executive order suspending asylum claims until the USA can reorganize its immigration strategy and regulations? There is only one answer. Joe Biden doesn't care enough to do that. Sure, he can and does make excuses for the border, but he really isn't all that concerned about 10 million migrants and a record amount of narcotics flowing into America on his watch. Mr. Biden is not alone in his appalling apathy. Andrew Jackson, for example, and a number of other presidents held slaves, not caring a whit about them. Jackson was particularly brutal towards Native Americans as well. Franklin Roosevelt could have bombed the railway tracks to Auschwitz when he knew Jews were being incinerated there. He didn't care enough to do it. Lyndon Johnson allowed the Vietnam War to rage out of control, understanding he was not protecting American troops as well as he could have. He basically ignored the death and destruction for 5 years. President James Buchanan knew Union troops needed food and ammunition at Fort Sumter in South Carolina. He refused to send supplies to them because he feared he would be blamed for the Civil War. So, presidents don't care about a lot of stuff, and Joe Biden leads the league. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. All right, let's go to the mail. We got Eleanor. I didn't know that The View was classified as news and not an entertainment program. ABC News runs The View. Glenda, you mentioned that President Obama deported a lot of migrants at a fairly secure border. If this is so and Obama's people are part of the Biden administration, I don't know how they are allowing an open border. We know that Biden is not calling the shots. I thought it was people like Barack Obama. There is no evidence Barack Obama is calling any shot in the Biden administration. Not one shred of evidence. Now, some of his advisors are involved, but not him. I don't, and I'm not going to do that unless I see something. Sean Ryan, Green Bay, Wisconsin. Last night on the No Spin News, you stated that you can't be fair to President Biden because the fate of the country is in jeopardy. Calling out the failings of the Biden administration is not unfair. It is speaking the truth. But here's my problem. I think he's so bad that I might be blinded to anything good that he does. I fight it, but I got to be conscious of it. Gabriel Martin, Ogden, Utah. I know you expressed that Biden is the second worst president, citing James Buchanan as the worst. While I initially agree with your analysis because Biden didn't do anything to prevent the Civil War, wouldn't reasoning that the number of people hurt under Biden is more than the Civil War mitigate that? No. Civil War, yes. I mean, the casualty count on the battlefield, horrific, 750,000, something like that, killed and wounded. But 100 years after, those issues were not resolved. And it was horrible what happened in the South after the Civil War. And you'll see that in confronting the presidents. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/BILL.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 88 years ago today, President Franklin Roosevelt signed a joint declaration of Congress known as the Neutrality Act. Despite the growing threat of fascism, the law prohibited the USA from supporting any nation at war, even our allies. Here is the story. The policy states, quote, upon the outbreak of war between two or more foreign states, it shall thereafter be unlawful to export arms, ammunition, or implements of war from any place in the United States. FDR originally opposed that bill, but bowed to public pressure. At the time, many viewed Soviet communism as a greater threat than Nazi Germany. And some Americans even supported the Third Reich. Aviator Charles Lindbergh favored a formal peace with Adolf Hitler. The pilot blamed American Jews for pushing the nation toward another conflict in Europe. Car builder Henry Ford received a Grand Cross of the German Eagle from the Führer himself. Minnesota Senator Ernest Lundeen had very close ties to Berlin. He died in a mysterious plane crash right before the war. Even British King Edward III was sympathetic to Hitler's government. Well, back in the States, the American public was largely indifferent towards the Nazi purge. A 1938 survey from Gallup found 72% of Americans believe the USA should turn away Jewish refugees. 54% of the American public claim, quote, the persecution of the Jews in Europe is partly their own fault. And here's something else you might not know. Neutrality remained in effect until March 1941, when Congress passed the Lend-Lease Act. The new policy allowed the USA to sell supplies to the United Kingdom, Soviet Union, France, and China, which was fighting Japan. Just 9 months later, the land of the rising sun attacked the United States at Pearl Harbor. And that's when everything changed. World War II had begun for us. Back after this. Sorting through your expenses, estimated payments, and all those tax deductions can be overwhelming, might even lead to a failure to file and failure to pay penalties that pile up on your tax debt. The attorneys at Tax Network USA have been lifesavers for many Americans. Their team has successfully saved clients more than $1 billion in tax debt, a billion. Whether you're in the hole for $10,000 or $10 million, they are ready to help. The expert attorneys and tax professionals at Tax Network USA are equipped to secure the best settlement for you and help you resolve all tax cases. So please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill, or you can call 1-800-245-6000. These debt relief programs are expected to change, so get started now. Please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill, or you can call 1-800-245-6000. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. For more news and honest analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere. This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.